that lacked over 1,000 parts per million of just hydrocarbon. And I changed the oil and put in one liquid ring, and 200 miles later, the engine was only putting out about half that amount of hydrocarbon.
For more information on liquid ring or to place your order, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
Well, I'm Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Congressman John Leboutier, and we've had him on in the past. He served in Congress, but right now he spends a lot of time trying to educate the American people about what's really going on, and we're going to talk about the immigration invasion. This truly is an invasion of our country. The president is twisting arms, doing everything he can to get these people made legal by one means or another so that they can stay here and bring in their families. Now, they're lying about the number that are here. The figure is closer to 20 million. We have these figures that were given out to a friend of mine by a government official, Bear Stearns, and other people have estimated the figure is 20 million, but when did the government ever tell us the truth about anything? And of course, well, this has nothing to do with immigrants. It has to do with people who've been encouraged by our government to come here illegally with the whole idea of eventually merging the United States with Mexico. That's what it's all about. The destruction of sovereignty. When you understand that, everything that goes on makes sense. At least I think it does. What do you think, John?
Good morning, Stan.
Good morning.
Yes, I agree with you. I think this thing is becoming evident as a total disaster. I wake up today, I review the news, you know, like we all do from yesterday after a good night's sleep. I am shocked that we've come to this in this country. Demonstrations by people who are here illegally, who are against us, for God's sakes. We want to enforce the law that presently exists. And yet we're the ones at fault, and these people who broke the law, they're the heroes in the eyes of the news media.
So. And not only that, but the president calls people who oppose this, like the Minutemen, vigilantes.
Vigilantes, yep. The New York Times editorial age just dumped all over the Minutemen. The Minutemen, to me, have done nothing different than the original Minutemen who warned us of the British in 1775. This is the same thing. We have a problem in this country that if it weren't for the Minutemen who had the courage to go down there to the border and point this out, and a few good people in the media to start to talk about it, this would not even be a debate yet. And thank God it is. This country needs to get a hold of this thing. And we need to get a hold of the entire immigration issue, including who is coming here legally, who is making the decisions that, you know, this year 10,000 people from Poland can come, 30,000 from Cambodia, 5 from Laos. I mean, who decides these things, Stan? Well, which official in Washington makes these crucial decisions year by year? I don't know. Do you know?
The thing is that the INS has been told over and over again to keep records of who comes in, who leaves the country, and they just refuse to do it. I mean, we have a lot of people who come in, legally with a visa, and they just never go home. And the government knows that, and they've refused to enforce our laws, either as far as people coming in and overstaying their visas, or people working illegally in this country. And they know they could stop this thing tomorrow if they would simply enforce the existing laws, but they don't want to, obviously.
Well, that's just it. And the old term, the rule of law, is being mocked in this whole thing. If we don't like the law, we can always change it. But until it's changed, the law should be enforced, and including the law that says that employers cannot hire illegals. And they're doing it like mad all across the country. And what's being done to stop it?
Absolutely nothing, because the government wants the problem, because they've got a solution, and that is going to be eventually to simply take down any restriction on people coming in from Mexico, and then we can just bring in millions more. And of course, they want to change our society. They want a multicultural, multilingual, multiethnic society.
Well, you could see it last week when they mailed out CDs of the American National Anthem in Spanish and sent it to radio stations all across the country. This was clearly a sign that they're trying to, as you say, make it a multicultural, multilingual society. And I the only good thing I can see Bush having done for a long time was coming out right away and saying the American National Anthem should be sung in English. And a lot of radio stations, including Hispanic radio stations, refused to play the record.
Sure. So, of course, they've changed the words, too, and they've changed the meaning. And of course, this is really all an effort to get us angry at the Mexicans trying to divide our country. That's really what it's about.
Well, what we got to do is we have to get together as a country and, number one, seal off the border so we control who comes into this country.
Yeah, but then, George Bush doesn't want to do that.
No, he doesn't want to do it. Then we have to do it. We, the people, run the country, not George Bush. He's finished. He's effectively the weakest lame duck we've ever seen, and we got 3 years left of him. But we're just going to have to struggle on. And then in the 2008 campaign, this is going to be one of the key parts of the debate. And it ought to be in an election. And that the debate's got to be over the whole issue of making decisions about who we allow to come in this country. And that will affect including why there's so many illegals. They're frustrated. They can't come in legally. The system might be too slow. I'm not really sure, but I think it's probably high time we took a whole look at it, including these quotas for who's allowed to come from what country.
Well, of course, that all changed. Before 1965, we had the McCarran Immigration Act, which was we were going to bring in primarily people of the same culture, who could speak the same language, who had the same religious beliefs. But that all changed. Oh, Teddy Kennedy was instrumental in doing that. And he said, changing the law is not going to change the demographics of our country. But then, when did Ted Kennedy ever tell the truth? I mean, he hates America. He's part of this move to destroy it. And there's no better way to destroy the country than to destroy its culture, its religion, and its language. A language holds a nation together. Divided language, divided country. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to realize how smart they are.
Well, and they also, I believe, it was pure politics. The Democrats wanted more people that were good candidates to be Democratic voters. And they were discovering that Eastern Europeans, who'd been the ones coming of late, well, all Europeans, but white Europeans, including Eastern Europeans, Ukrainians, Poles, whoever came, they were switching and becoming more and more Republican. So they got rid of that. They've cut back on the quota of how many can come from there, and they've jacked up, to use their term, people of color who have traditionally been more voting Democratic.
Well, we'll be back in just a moment with John, and he's only going to be with us for half an hour. So hold your calls. We'll have open lines the last half hour.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support, doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential protein, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
And here our guest, Congressman Louboutin, and we're talking about, the immigration problem. And apparently the president determined to destroy the sovereignty of the United States is going to do everything, and what we hear, twist every arm he can in the Senate to get through legislation that in one way or another will let these people stay here, continue working, and, of course, continue this massive immigration. Certainly, the president opposes any efforts to guard the border. He opposes any efforts to enforce the law, to make it a crime to employ those people who are here illegally. He just wants to make the problem go away by making everybody legal by one means or another. And he's going to use his political capital to do that, betray America.
And is there any wonder why his rating is down to 32% approve of him and 63% disapprove? I mean, it's 2-1. This guy was just reelected a year and a half ago. He's now one of the most unpopular presidents we've ever had. And the reason is the people who voted for him, and then most of them listen to your show, they feel this guy is not who they thought he was. They feel now he sold them out. He's more into illegal aliens than the people who voted for him and worked for him. It's an incredible betrayal.
Well, what surprises me is he's got a rating of 32%. I'm surprised it's that high. I mean, how could people be so gullible as to still support him?
Well, it's dwindling, so we'll see as time goes on. I mean, he has told people in private he wants to make all these illegals into American citizens.
Sure.
Now, when real American citizens find this out, they're going to be aghast over it.
Well,
and I think that's why his ratings, I think it's the single biggest reason his ratings have gone down. That, and the precursor to this was the Dubai ports deal, where, again, he went for the wrong side on an issue and ticked off the 53% of Americans who voted for him. None of the 53% ever would have thought George Bush would favor an Arab country running our seaports. I mean, who could think of such a thing after 9/11? It's just incomprehensible.
Well, but, you know, even though that they gave up the port deal, apparently they're going to be buying a number of American corporations because they've got all these dollars. They've got to do something with them. They're going to buy some factories here that make defense material, but don't worry, it's going to be produced here, even though it's going to be controlled by a Muslim country. So,
right. Well, that's true. I'm just saying that's a bad deal, too. But I'm just saying that there's something out of whack now where Bush is making the wrong decisions every time, and the public is figuring it out. That's why he's so unpopular. And he may get something through the Senate that has this guest worker program in there. And McCain's pushing it. And I would think this would doom McCain in Republican primaries in 2008. I mean, he may win an election if illegal immigrants can vote in the election. But in our party, people are here legally, and they vote, and they're not going to vote for someone who wants to give amnesty to these people.
Sure. Well, but it's amazing what the media can do. They can make you forget anything. They can destroy anybody they want to. They could get an orangutan elected president, because they create our reality. That's the problem.
Well, but I think it's a little different than it used to be. I would go along with you 1,000% up to about 15 years ago. But the power of talk radio and the internet and Fox News has changed a lot. Fox News is a little too pro-Bush, but talk radio generally really keeps the administration's feet to the fire. And they were the ones who killed the Dubai ports thing. They killed Harriet Myers, and they're going nuts over this illegal immigration thing.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope we can get people to think and to question everything that they're hearing on ABC, CBS, and NBC. In fact, you know, the most amazing thing is I listen to my NBC affiliate, and all of these people demonstrating are simply immigrants.
Right.
Not illegal immigrants, but immigrants. And after all, we're a nation of immigrants, and they only came here for a better life, and they don't mention that they're all carrying Mexican flags because they really want to bring to our society what they brought to Mexico.
Well, and look at that.
I know, it's a basket case. But, you know, I had a friend who was in Los Angeles recently, and he said, you just can't believe it. I mean, every place you go, I mean, it's either Hispanic or Asian, and you turn on the radio and television, I've noticed this, and you have a hard time finding an English-speaking station.
Yeah.
I mean, Los Angeles, that city, you can just forget about. You can write it off. It is now a foreign country. 90% of the children born in the county hospital are born to women who are here illegally.
Right. Well, there's been a talk about changing the Constitution on that, and if you're born here of parents who are here illegally, you would not be an American citizen. Because presently, under our system, no matter how you get here, if you're born here, you're an American, and you're eligible someday to be president of the United States.
Yeah, not only that, but you're immediately eligible for welfare, and, you know, that means your family can get money, and they call them anchor babies.
Yeah.
And now you can't send the parents out because they have an anchor here. They have a baby born in this country. And the Mexicans are smart enough to realize this. And, I mean, anybody with half an ounce of sense would want to come to America, where you could get on welfare just by having a baby here, and then get free medical care and subsidized education and all the other benefits. You know, and you don't even have to learn the language. You don't have to want to be an American. It's all the materialism you're going to get. This is organized madness or organized betrayal, or maybe both.
Well, to me, it's the residue of left-wing socialistic policies that Washington's been following for 40 or 50 years. It's LBJ's Great Society run amok. And you can call those babies anchor babies, but our system is a magnet system that just attracts people to come here and live off the government. And now, a lot of these people work hard, I'll give them that, but the rest of the family is living off the government. It's free education, free health care, housing subsidies. Somehow these people all get Social Security, disability benefit. They get all sorts of stuff. How they get it when they're here illegally is beyond me, but they do. And number one, we ought to seal that border up pronto, right away. Fence, troops, whatever it is, stop the people from coming in. And then fix the whole immigration system, and then we'll address the 20 million that are here. I doubt that we're going to round them all up and throw them out of here, but we've got to do something. But that's the last step. First step is stop the 5,000 a day or whatever it is that's coming in here. It's
shocking.
They're
flooding in.
They
realize they get up here now, why they're going to be able to stay.
And they'll get the
embassy. That's just what George wants.
That's right. And the more Frist and McCain and these jerks talk about a guest worker program, which is translated into Spanish as amnesty, the more of them will want to come right away so they get in on this deal.
Sure. Well, what I've heard from the border is that, you know, the people coming in is almost double. I mean, if I was living in Mexico, I'd want to come to a camped country like this. But the trouble is, I mean, I would want to come and be an American. These people, so many of them, don't want to be Americans. They want to bring their culture here. And they feel that they have a right to take our land away from us. And they've been taught in school that, you know, the gringos stole their land and they want it back.
Yeah, well, and see, that's why we ought to run who comes in here, because in the old days of, say, Ellis Island, people came. They were screened for health to make sure they weren't bringing dangerous diseases in. That's not being talked about enough. We have outbreaks of mumps. We have polio coming back in this country.
And drug-resistant tuberculosis.
Yeah, and that's because these people are bringing them in here, and no one's checking them. That's number one. Number two, we have a right to check who comes in this country to see if they have a criminal background, whether they're going to be subversive. No one even talks about the post 9/11 terrorist angle. I mean, most of these people are not, but embedded in them could be an Al Qaeda terror cell. How do we know? I mean, the whole thing is nuts that we aren't running this operation efficiently. And number one means seal off both borders, north and south, and then get a handle on this thing.
Well, what about just enforcing the laws and with the Tysons and the Walmarts and the other who are, you know, employing tens of thousands of these? Wouldn't it be logical to start putting some of the executives in jail? You put three or four executives in jail, this whole thing would stop tomorrow.
Stan, I'll tell you a funny story. A guy told me this here where I live on Long Island, that about a year ago, I think it was, or it might have been 2 years ago, but President Bush came up here to give a speech at a local company that had a little factory here on Long Island. And the day before his arrival, and there, you know, there's Secret Service all around and White House communications setting up the speaker systems and the equipment for the press and all the stuff that goes along with it, the company took all their employees who were illegal aliens and laid them off and told them, don't come back to work until after tomorrow when the president's been here. Then the president comes in, gives his canned little speech about whatever, and leaves, and then the next day the illegal aliens come back to work. Now, the White House must have known this, because the way the Secret Service operates, they know everybody who works at a company. And they clearly knew that there were, most of the employees were illegals and were just being told to stay away. And yet the President of the United States would come and put his stamp of approval on that company. That's what's been going on nationally.
Sure.
He's a fraud. Now, I've been on your show for years, thank you and thank God, and I have been consistent about this, that as a conservative Republican, I've been aghast that the conservative movement has been bought off by the George Bush operation.
Well, after all, they're giving money to the Christian leaders, faith-based programs. Isn't that wonderful? And, you know, how many of those people who are getting money from George are going to speak out against George?
Well, none of them. That's just it. They're all completely on the take, and they've sold out conservative movement, of which there really isn't one anymore. And but until we resuscitate it and have real conservatism, which means following the rule of law, not the rule of Katie Couric or something, we're not going to change things the way we want in this country. We're going to see it slip-sliding away right in front of us.
Well, I agree with you, and what disturbs me is that more Americans are not involved. I mean, and I would urge every one of our listeners today to go to immigrationcontrol.com or Numbers USA websites. That's immigrationcontrol.com or Numbers USA. And they have sites there where you can actually, email your congressman or fax your congressman or let them know, and your congressmen and your senators, that you do not want, the programs. You want them to enforce the laws. If we enforce the laws, this program would end, this problem would end tomorrow. There'd be no jobs. They would go back home. But why should they leave when they're being encouraged to come by George and the people around him who know exactly what they're doing? Because if the real objective is to destroy the sovereignty of the United States.
And Stan, speaking of enforcing the law, along with the law against the hiring illegals, there is another law, which is you have to pay minimum wage in federal and state minimum wage. Clearly, what's going on is employers, big and small, are undercutting the minimum wage by paying these illegals with cash under-the-table payments with no benefits to go along with it.
And how do
their labor costs? Their labor costs are way low, and they're undercutting the American worker. And then Bush gets up and says, oh, they're taking jobs that Americans won't take. Well, that's not true. If the employer had to pay the minimum wage with benefits that the law mandates, those American workers would take these jobs. But that there's cheating going on, and the government's encouraging the cheating.
That's right, because they want to do away with sovereignty. If we get 20 million new people here, and they can bring in their families, we'll have another 60 million people here, and America will change forever. John, thank you so much for being with us. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me, Stan. Talk to you soon.
Right, bye-bye.
Of Griffin Automotive, one of the proud sponsors of Rabbi Spivak's program. We are family-owned and operated, your new car alternative, specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained, priced from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills in Pearl in Boulder, or call us at 303-447-9991. 303-447-9991.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The worldwide first annual Ten Commandments weekend is the first weekend in May, and you're invited to attend and participate in local events. You'll hear talented musicians and dynamic presentations on all Ten Commandments. Plus, you'll meet many friendly people who share your interests. You'll get a free book called Ten Commandments Twice Removed. There'll be a free gospel concert and free lunch. Bring your family and friends and join us Saturday, May the 6th from 11 till 2 p.m. outside the Johnstown Seventh-day Adventist Church at 1005 Southwest 1st Street in Johnstown.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and it's going to be open line. So if you have a question, a comment on what's going on as far as the immigration situation, we'd love to hear from you. But people really must understand that, you know, because we have the open border situation, why the gangs are coming in here. There are 50,000 members of these ruthless El Salvadorian gangs, MS, what is it, 13, something like that, and they're here, and they are fitting into the community. They're even more violent, far more violent than the mafia, and it's creating a sense of true lawlessness. In Los Angeles today, 90% of the outstanding warrants for homicide are for illegal aliens. And, you know, the people will come here, they'll commit heinous crimes, they'll go across the border, and nothing we can do about it. And, you know, in Los Angeles itself, it's becoming almost a gated community. You've got the large mass of Los Angeles, you know, the residential areas, that are becoming increasingly crime-infested and difficult for the people who are here legally, legal immigrants coming here. Many of the legal immigrants are furious with what's going on. They came in legally, they want to be Americans, and they see how this whole situation is changing. The people who are coming in, so many of them, they don't want to be Americans. They want to take the country back from Mexico, which they've been taught since they were, you know, in school, that was stolen from them, and they believe that they're going to just reclaim what they have. And they're even, there's got a report recently, they're telling the people who are here illegally to begin to arm themselves, because the gringos and the government's going to begin to take action against them. And they're even asking Mexicans who are in the military over in Iraq to get back home here so they can help the fight. They are doing everything they can to prime us for violence in this country. Now, you have to understand that this is all being arranged by the people in our own government who funded the La Raza. And I guess it was LULAC, the guy, I don't know how many millions of dollars it got from the federal government. And this is one of the organizations for illegal aliens. Of course, as we've told you many times before, the Ford Foundation is funding this. Why? Because they want violence. They want conflict to justify establishing martial law and disarming everybody. They know exactly what they're doing. They create the problem. And now, of course, they're going to come up with a solution. Our telephone number, 1-970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255, if you'd like to give us a call. I don't know how many of you saw the pictures of Los Angeles yesterday. And as far as the eye could see from these great wide streets just packed with people there waving their Mexican flags and their American flags, and those little red flags, and of course they have the logo of the United Farm Workers, but basically this whole thing is a communist coordinated organization. How do I know that? Well, first of all, I read the communist papers regularly. I have for 40 years. They're totally behind this. But then who's funding the communist movement? It has always been funded by the Ford Foundation and by people of great wealth. You want a controlled opposition. And then so many of the people shaking their heads, what can we do? We'll go along with ever more government control over their lives. That's what it's all about, doing away with freedom and replacing with fascism. Well, who do we have calling in?
Hi, good morning. This is Kirk from Fort Collins.
Hi, Kirk. How are you doing?
Yeah, I listen to you quite often. It's kind of interesting when you get a senator on there. I'm just kind of curious, though. I know Bush isn't worried about the ratings. Probably that 35% approve are the ones that are making money off of them. So, but
an awful lot of those are the good Christians who are being misled by their ministers, who are you being stroked. I mean, the leaders of the mega churches in this country have regular telephone conferences with Karl Rove. I guess Rove's out, but, you know, with the other people there, and they're simply playing the Christians like they play a guitar.
Well, when other people go into Iraq that are not from that country and they're bent on changing the political environment and not obeying the laws, they call them insurgents. And I don't know why we don't call this illegal invasion, you know, they're insurgents.
Right.
But the thing that I think is interesting, too, is you have them up there waving the American flag, and then you have some waving the Mexican flag. I'm not sure what the rules are. I know if you go on the White House lawn and say, you know, I denounced my citizenship three times, you're not a citizen. But if you're on TV waving a flag from another country and you're basically swearing an allegiance to it, you'd think it'd be the same thing. They could be rounded up and shipped out whether they were born here or not. But my question, I guess, is this. How come, like, when you get a guest like that senator, and maybe you don't pin him down on this idea with, you know, there wouldn't even be a Ford Foundation, all that, if we didn't have this Federal Reserve System, and why does he back that by going along with all these high taxes that shouldn't even exist and that sort of thing?
Well, first of all, John is no longer in the Congress. He was there for only for one term, and because he was so interested in trying to find out about the boys we abandoned in Vietnam, they got rid of him.
I probably wouldn't have gotten upset if he hadn't sit there and said something like, well, you know, these people are working, and they're not getting any of the, I mean, they're not paying for these benefits, and they're not getting the benefits that they deserve and that sort of thing. And And this idea that, you know, us tax slaves can just keep paying and paying and paying and doing away with our constitutional money is really what's creating this the root cause of the problem. Because if they didn't have free medical and all that, and employers that could pay them, you know, in dollars, when it's, for example, you know, the wealthy elite uses oil. They get their oil for free because they can print the money at any rate they want to, and then they sell it to us to get it back out of the system, which creates inflation and helps to reduce the inflation a little bit by being able to suck some of that money back out. And also the illegals, when they make money here, they can take it back across the border, which also helps to get rid of, you know, some of the money and launder this inflation problem that we have. But it's interesting that we wouldn't have an, I don't think we'd have an illegal problem if we had constitutional money, because then they couldn't work for, you know, why would they want to work for low wages? And there wouldn't be any benefits because us tax slaves couldn't provide it.
Well, I mean, certainly I agree with you totally that we need to get back to constitutional money. This is the big problem. It is the fact that they've been able to create money out of nothing and use that money to buy support here for themselves and then, of course, to influence politics throughout the world. But, you know, the whole system is going to come crashing down in the very near future. Unfortunately, an awful lot of people are going to lose everything and end up being totally impoverished because you cannot do what they're doing indefinitely. Even Aristotle, you know, 2,200 years, 2,300 years ago, said there's absolutely nothing wrong with fiat money as long as you have perfect authority and godlike wisdom and kings. He recognized the, you know, the fiat money system would not work.
Well, I agree with you that nature abhors a vacuum, and if people don't have gold, they're going to want something else to trade with, and so they're going to create this phony money. And you're right, if they only kept track of how much you know, wealth was created through labor or building new things and only printed that amount of money. But of course, you and I both know that inflation is caused by the fact that they don't do that. They print because they want things, and they want all these social programs. But the problem, I think, with the illegal aliens mainly is that we've gotten so far away from our Constitution that, you know, this is just a symptom more so than a main problem.
Well, I believe that our leaders want to destroy the sovereignty of our nation. They have no loyalty to this country. When you understand that, you understand why they're not enforcing the laws. If they enforce the employment laws, the problem would end tomorrow. You can stay on if you want to.
Okay, thank you.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom for the Patriot Trading Group. The trade deficit is out of control. The budget deficit is eating this country alive. Social Security is wrecked, and most of America's pension funds are underwater. Interest rates are rising, and the dollar is heading into the abyss. When the U.S. dollar collapses, taking with it your stocks, bonds, and 401ks, will you survive? The economic problems facing this country are catastrophic. The time to protect yourself is now. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 480-575-7525, located in Carefree. We offer all forms of U.S. gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Nobody does it better. Call 480-575-7525, and we'll be happy to quote your prices or send you out a free brochure. Remember, hard assets will be there when all else fails. Call 480-575-7525, and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You've got my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Well, Dr. Stan, We have a caller, and I'll get the number out again, 970-689-8255. But before we take the caller, I want to make one statement. I mean, we hear a lot about building a fence, and I'm all in favor of building a fence. We hear a lot about bringing the National Guard in and putting them down on the border to stop the illegals from coming in, and I'm all in favor of doing that. But the big issue is, what are you going to do with all the people who are here illegally? 20 million people. And what you do is you make it a federal crime and you enforce the law for hiring illegals. They would all leave. They would have no means of making a living and they would go home. And of course, you'd have to leave some holes in the walls so they could get out or let them go back. But you see, what they want to do is focus our attention on all the other issues. Well, we got 20 million people here. Let's build a wall. Let's get the National Guard in. And then we'll deal with it. No, you can't not deal with the issue. And George Bush and the people who surround him have a different agenda. They're globalists. I mean, certainly John Kerry was a globalist. You need to study the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission. You need to get my latest newsletter, the April newsletter. We'll be glad to send you a free copy. I just finished it. It won't be available for a couple of weeks. Or go to my website and read our material. Understand that behind everything going on today, there are occult organizations, secret organizations, that, of course, tap into the other dimension, the other spiritual dimension. You need to get my three pamphlets on the occult hierarchy and read them through five times, and you'll really begin to sense what's going on. Well, who's our caller? Who's calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Brett.
Hi, how you doing, Brett?
Good. I've called in before.
Sure.
What we're talking about here, the topic of our nation and illegal immigration and what have you, let me just start off by saying, you know, for the people that don't study, for the mind that does not study and dig and get all the facts, you're going to be left out in the dark and very confused. That being said, I want to state off some facts, and I have my suppositions on how this all ties into the Luciferian takeover and the end time events and what have you. And so, you know, as I study the history of America and the history of the Bible, and you know, I could take, and I'm sure you're aware of this, I can show you a picture of all the presidents ever since this nation was founded, and the people that made this nation great and strong and what have you. Dr. Stan, what I have just mentioned to you, when you sit back and very simply analyze this thing, it's a specific race of people that we're talking about here, primarily the white Caucasian people. Would you argue with that?
Well, no, I wouldn't.
I mean, the founders of this nation, again, if I show you a picture of the past 43 presidents, they're all white Caucasian men.
Right. So
what
is the point you're trying to make?
The point I'm making is, in God's great plan, at least to a certain degree. Now, I'll be the first to tell you, I do believe there's white Caucasians that have defected, or, as you would say, selling out their own people. But still, how do we account for the fact that this nation was brought about by the Lord, but he used a specific race of people to do it? He did not use Mexicans. He did not use the black people. They were brought over as slaves. He did not use the Indians. They were conquered. I mean, if their God is a true God at all, he failed them because the white man totally overpowered them like there's no tomorrow.
Well, if you've heard my discussion on this, there was a strong basic Christian element here, and the Pilgrims and the Huguenots and the Puritans and the Congregationalists and all of these groups came to America ready to get away from a religious oppression in Europe. And this was a strongly Christian nation, but there was also a contingent of Luciferians. They were Rosicrucians who came here about 1640 or 1650, sent by Francis Bacon. And so there's been this conflict between those the Luciferians who wanted to use our wealth and our power and our military to bring about the Novus Ordo Seclorum depicted on the back of the dollar bill. And then there was the Christian element. So you had the conflict between the two of them. God allowed this country to be created. I believe he had a part in it. What a wonderful, wonderful country it's been. But the Luciferian element has taken over because God's people have not understood what was going on, have not taken a stand against them, and now the leaders of Christianity, I believe most of them have been co-opted, and most of them either don't know or don't have the courage to speak out against these truly demonic forces which are dominating our country today.
Sure. And I think one of the main reasons why people are afraid to speak out is because your life's in danger. Look at, what was that guy in the Masonic Lodge that they took out? He's just one example. William Morgan?
William Morgan, right. Well, that was a long time ago, but they still do that sort of thing. I mean, I've at least three of the people that I've interviewed have been assassinated, I believe all by CIA hits of one sort or another. And I've personally talked to three CIA assassins hired by our government to kill people, civilians. So, you know, you have to understand that these things are real. But behind all of that are powerful spiritual forces, and our job is to make the Christians of this country have the courage to stand up. And, of course, pray for revival, because if we don't have a revival in America, we're going to lose this country.
Well, the only thing that's going to save any child of God is, I believe, the second coming of Jesus Christ. I think that needs to be our main focal point right there.
Well, but maybe he's going to come 30 years after America has fallen. In the meantime, we should be doing everything we can to educate people. Because we don't know when the rapture is going to occur. And wouldn't it be terrible if it occurred 30 years after America fell?
You don't believe the rapture is going to happen prior to the tribulation, do you?
That is a debated issue. Pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib. I'm not smart enough to figure it out. Anyway, we're out of time. God bless. Bye-bye.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience some Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and we have a great 4-tape set on immigration. We carry a book called importing revolution, and it really goes into the background of how the Ford Foundation is funding this whole illegal immigration movement. But you have to understand they work in concert with the Council on Foreign Relations and the other great tax-exempt foundations. Those people of great wealth who want to destroy America and merge us into a one-world system. And if you understand that that is the major motivation behind the illegal immigration, the effort to have a bilingual, multicultural, multi-ethnic society, it is all about globalism. It is an intense hatred of America and everything we stand for, and the leaders of both political parties are going right along with this. They know exactly what they're doing. In fact, President Bush told us in his last inaugural address, when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. If you haven't got a copy of the second inaugural address, you can go to my website, radioliberty.com, and my March newsletter includes the entire second inaugural address, or we don't have access to a computer, we'll send you one if you call us at 1-800-544-8927, and you'll see that this is the phrase that he used. They were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. What is the ancient hope? Why, it is the new order of the ages. What is the new order of the ages? You go to your computer, you type it in, Google in new order of the ages, Novus Sudoris Seclorum. You see it on the back of the dollar bill. Who put it there? Well, it was originally designed by Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson, both who were involved in the mysteries and the secret societies of that era. And that's covered in my April newsletter. You'll want to get the documentation. I think you'll be surprised at what you learn. I would suggest right now, if you want to understand this, get my three pamphlets on the occult hierarchy and read them through, as I said. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. My book, Brotherhood of Darkness, the book, the video, the DVD, they're all available. Get the information. Help us get it out. You've got to get to other people and make them understand. Don't get off on the sidetrack of building a fence and bringing in the military. Enforce the laws. Why won't you enforce the laws? Why won't you enforce the laws? And that's the one question they don't want to answer. Because, of course, they cannot let the American people know that their loyalty is not to the United States, but to the Novus Ordoris Seclorum. And, of course, please go to our website of radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And look at all the various items we have there, videos, four tape sets, books. But they all point to one thing. There's an effort to destroy America and to unite the world. But not under, certainly, a benevolent dictatorship or a benevolent leadership, but under a ruthless, satanic force. Because, believe me, behind everything going on, there are powerful spiritual forces. We are involved in a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political, ideological, financial, educational battlefield. Until you understand that it is all a spiritual battle, and that eternal battle that began in the Garden of Eden and is being fought out right here, and the average person has no idea what's going on, you really want to read my April newsletter. Hopefully you want to subscribe, join the Radio Liberty family, help us reach America. So please pray for America, pray for revival, and pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and our protection. And so, well, until tomorrow, I don't want to be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. The